You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We're still waiting for Bob McCauley to get here. So Jose's been really terrific. He's going to stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit about Little Havana. But before I do, I want to give a big shout out to my friend Jim up in Fort Lauderdale sending me the text. I want to thank you, Jim, for sending me the text. You're a terrific dude. Keep on texting. Keep on listening.
Wait, what did the text say?
It said, really enjoy the CCIMs. Keep having them on. Love their information.
Nice.
That's right, Wanda. He didn't say anything about you. Sorry.
All right,
Jose. So let's do it. You gave me a little tip there. You talked about how you brokered some deals out on Calle Ocho. I was over at the Ball and Chain just the other night for the ULI event. High five to Jason Katz for putting that all together. And I took all these great pictures of Little Havana at sunset. I got to tell you, what's going on there is an absolute miracle. Well, not really a miracle if you follow how Miami grows, but it's really a great thing to be a part of. Tell me. Okay, Wanda, you're a babe. Jim just texted me. Wanda, you're a babe.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, hey. Now, Jose, tell me what's going on in Little Havana, because it seems to me like the deals may be done there, and unless they upzone it, there's nothing left to do.
Well, listen, let's go back a little bit in history. What we did is we assembled a lot of land, and back like 7 years ago, it was very difficult to assemble land because nobody wanted to sell, nobody wanted to do anything. Then the market started going crazy, and prices went up to $100 square foot, $150 square foot. And then we realized that was going to be a very crazy thing. So we assembled a lot of land, never built. Now when we go to Little Havana and we see these buildings coming up, like the 19 and 20, they're building like 160 units. Now you go down on the left-hand side on 13 and 8, they're building, there's something that a Venezuelan group of bought from us. Now they're going to build probably a hotel. Now the 22nd, Henry Torres built a
fantastic. I want to buy from you. Stop telling everybody about the thing. I want to buy from you. So
this is the question is this. Is it a deal there in Little Havana to do today? Yes, if you have money. We're not as crazy as Wynwood, and we're not as crazy as the other parts in Little Havana, but there are a lot of price increases, and
well,
they increase by the hour.
Well, all I could say is that I love Little Havana. I said this summer, Little Havana is the next Brickell, the next Key Biscayne, the next everything. I think Little Havana's got some great opportunities. The thing I like most about Little Havana is that there's the ability to really live a wonderful lifestyle, but be 3 minutes from your job in downtown Miami and do it at a price that still can somewhat make sense, but that's starting to change too.
Yes.
So,
yes, indeed.
So what I want to do is I actually want them to keep the way that the zoning is. I want it to stay pretty much the same. You can go high in some places, not so high in others. I want them to keep the character. If that means that you can't tear down your fourplex and build 22 units, so be it. Charge the people that live there like there's 22 units, and you'll see that it'll become South Beach. I really think that that's going to start looking more like South Beach in the next few years.
I believe so. There are a lot of groups trying to do a lot of things, but good things. I mean, you gotta keep certain character or certain things like accents. You cannot take care of your accent or get rid of your accent. You have to have an accent. Otherwise, you're not defining who you are. And that's what I think in Little Havana is going to be for forever. It's going to be a place with an accent, a good accent.
I love it. I mean, you know, every major city has its close-in neighborhoods that are special. And we need ours. Orlando has Winter Park. We have, Wanda likes Winter Park. Wanda likes Winter Park. It's Hyde Park in Tampa. Jacksonville, it's the south side of the river. I forget what they call it. Five Points in Atlanta, Buckhead in Atlanta. My land's a little bigger. Dallas, I think it's Highland Park. So Brooklyn in New York. So every place has its nice historic neighborhoods. They're all being redeveloped. And I think that you need to, as you said, Jose, keep the character there. Jose, what do you think that is missing in Little Havana that somebody needs to bring?
What I think is missing in Little Havana is to finish the projects that were not done.
In the last cycle.
In the last cycle. And once that happens, security is going to come with it. More income is going to come to it. So a lot of more, this character that is built there is going to have more economic impact on the whole city. So I think that what we need is to finish the projects.
Yeah, I agree with you. I drive up and down there, and I look at the holes in the ground, the scraped off lots, and I want to say my heart breaks because I know what could potentially go there. And I really think that if done the right way by people like Astor and other developers that are out there right now, that it really can be a Western gateway to the city. And if you sit there in the middle of Flagler or 8th Street and look into downtown Miami as the sun goes down, you can't help but have your breath taken away. And really, the street to do it on is Gaiocho. You stand there, you go to the Ball and Chain. Oh, heck, I'll give them a plug all day. Ball and Chain, it's right across from the Domino Park. You go in there, it's right across from the beautiful theater they have on there. What's it, the Beacon Theater?
Beacon Theater. There are a lot of good dynamics, like the restaurants in Little Havana, the restaurants in Calle Ocho especially. We have 19 and 6, right in front of the project that we were talking about, 19 and 8, there's one of the best Mexican restaurants in town. There's next to it, there's another very dynamic restaurant that is like an oriental type of restaurant. And they just opened like a new bar, very bohemic bar, very nice place. So there's a place to hang out without being in the Brickell area and a little bit out of the Brickell area.
It's more street level. It's more you can touch and feel this area. And the thing that I really liked about it was that you walk up and there's real art galleries with real artists that are there active. They were painting when I walked by, beautiful stuff. And it's not just Little Havana centric. It's really Florida. And I think that where these people are coming from, I know where they're coming from. They're coming from Wynwood. They came from the design district. They went to Wynwood. They got priced out Wynwood. They wanted to go up to Little River. They found out Little River wasn't necessarily for them. They wanted more of a Latin feel, so they went over here.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. There's beautiful bones in that neighborhood.
And if you go around, there are beautiful homes. Still beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Homes. People don't realize the homes that are back there between the roads in Little Havana, right off of Calle Ocho, are some of the nicest homes in Miami. Just think that if you were Mr. Big and you had an office in downtown Miami, your home was either north up in the Morningside area or west here in what we now term as Little Havana. Yeah. It's just amazing.
It is. It is. It is amazing. A lot of, I think it's in between 12 and 13 and avenues, and like I was going to say like 8 and 9. They're $1 million houses.
Oh, yeah.
And they're untouched. They're like very, very nice, very well kept. Very beautiful neighborhood.
And the thing I like most of all is that they've got that mature foliage, the big trees, the big shade trees, all the great stuff that's back there. It's shaded. It's got personality. It's got dynamism. It's growing. There's a trend behind it now. In fact, when I was at the Ball and Chain, there were people driving by asking what was going on in there. Is there a band? Which that indicates to me those are tourists. Tourists walking up and down. They walked up and down. They were drinking. They were eating. They had bags. They were shopping.
Yeah, now going back to my CCIM, walkability. Walkability is fantastic. I mean, this is very difficult to recreate walkability because you have the pathways to walk. You have a lot of good things. We need a little bit more security. We need a little bit more people coming to this event. But you can walk anywhere. You can park your car around and just walk. And you know, that's a very nice feel.
You know, you were saying you need more security. I don't know. I think it's pretty secure right now. I felt safe the whole time. And I saw the police up and down the street on both walking and driving. And right next to Ball and Chain, the people were coming up. And, the police weren't doing their job on this. They were parking in the no parking zone. But they were doing that because they wanted to get the guy's ice cream. There's it's great ice cream store there. There was like five people waiting when I pulled up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, there's a good, vibrant economy coming to Little Havana.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank Jose Marie Serrano. I see she got that Latin surname there in
yes,
the middle.
Sir.
It always throws me. Jose, I want to thank you for sticking around and doing an extra segment with us. We were going to talk about business in Brazil. The attorney from Carlton Fields has not been able to join us, but in the after the spin around the dial, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm seeing in the market. And as the market's changing, what you're going to see, what you're going to look for. We'll talk condos. We'll talk retail. We'll talk office. We'll talk industrial. We'll talk residential. We'll do all that talking right after I'm done talking now and hand it over to Wanda and say, Wanda, it's all yours. Jose Serrano, thanks so much for coming in today and representing the CCIM strong.